We continue with our community corner for this Friday on FM 95.7 KQWC and introduce you to Dennis Guth, who's our state senator here in Hamilton County. And Dennis, pleasure to talk with you this morning.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity and to get to know the people down in Hamilton County. I appreciate it.
And this is all because of redistricting that occurred in this past year. The maps came out last year, all because of the census and so forth.
Yes, that's correct. Actually, I won't be your senator until Monday.
Right.
When we get sworn in.
Right. Well, we're doing this on Friday, but we're very close. So let's find out more about yourself, Dennis.
Sure. Well, I am a farmer from Hancock County, lived here my entire life, and currently I have 5 kids and 13 grandkids, and really enjoy all those grandkids. And a lot of the reason that I'm out trying to make a difference in our government is because I want to make this a better place for my grandkids to enjoy when they grow up. I want them to have the same opportunities that we had.
How long have you been in the state Senate?
This will be my 11th session. Just 10 years ago, I came in with redistricting 10 years ago.
And you've seen a lot of changes, I'm sure.
Yes, there's been a lot of changes. One of the main things here has been when I came into office, I was in the minority, and 6 years ago, we took over the majority. So there's a lot more things that get done when you're in the majority than when you're in the minority. You kind of sit around and complain a lot.
Well, Dennis, let's find out about this 2023 session that starts this coming Monday on the 9th. What's been some of the big issues you think will be important for you and your fellow lawmakers?
Well, I think one of the first things that we're going to do is pass some sort of a school choice bill. That's been a priority of the governor as she got involved in some primary races this past year, and we have people that have been elected to office that are more in favor of the school choice idea than some of those that were defeated. So I think that's going to be one of the first things that we see happen coming right out of the chute. Of course, we're going to continue working on tax reform. We've passed last year the largest tax cut that Iowa has ever had, but it's not all implemented yet, so we're going to see that come into play. With the revenues that we've been having, they're down just a tiny little bit, but we have put plenty of reserves out there, and so it looks like we're going to be right on schedule and getting all of those different targets hit and having the tax cuts all kick in. I think that's an important thing for that we can be real proud of as Republicans.
And next week is kind of a week of pomp and circumstance in the Iowa State Senate, as well as your colleagues in the Iowa House. Of course, Governor Reynolds will be delivering her condition of the state message, I believe, next Tuesday evening. What do you think will be coming out of that address?
You know, I'm always interested.
Pretty good question.
Yes, it is, actually. And I'm always interested in hearing what one of the things that we hear there is what the governor's emphasis is going to be for the coming session. And I really don't know what those are going to be beyond the school choice issue. That's going to be something that she's going to promote very largely. But I think just seeing that Iowa has been a prosperous state, done much better than many other states, partly because we didn't shut down as much as other states during COVID, and we've been very fiscally conservative. We haven't spent money that we don't have. So that puts us in a position right now to be able to give some money back to the taxpayers. And we have chosen not to just say, hey, here's a refund, but what we're going to do is slash taxes from now into perpetuity. We're going to make sure that we don't over-collect taxes in the future, and I think that's a very important thing.
Do you plan to hold like many listening sessions there, Dennis, in our area in the weeks to come?
Yes, there. Those will be done. I have some things on my calendar now, but I don't have it right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I will be out almost every weekend someplace in the district talking at forums and answering questions and just trying to stay in contact with people. I have a little over 3 counties worth of new constituents to get to know, so I'm going to be trying to emphasize that area here to start with. I know I have some meetings tonight that I'm supposed to be at. Gosh, I can't remember where it is. Webster City, I think it is, that I would be at tonight. But they're just, one of the big things that a legislator is supposed to be doing is listening to his constituents, and I make that a priority.
And if they want more information, they simply contact you by email. Just go to the Iowa Legislative website and go from there. Also, I'm sure you have a Facebook page as well.
Yeah, I guess there's one out there. I haven't looked at it for months. I just I find that as a way to burn up a lot of time and not get a whole lot accomplished. So I guess I don't spend a lot of time on Facebook myself.
Sure, understand. Well, Dennis Guth, we'll be looking forward to hearing you about every week so here on KKWC about what's going on in the Iowa State Senate.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to chatting with you and keeping you informed on what's happening week by week.
Very good. We'll look forward to that. Dennis Guth, our guest on the Community Corner on KKWC. Back with more in just a bit.